Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
It's just that easy. You click on the ESPN app. You look at the bottom of the screen. Watch. Oh, there's Canty and Carlin. Once again, you're welcome.
Congratulations for getting the ESPN app part right.
That's only because that guy said it.
Okay.
He said it at the top to remind me.
So he led with it?
Honestly.
He gave you a little refresher?
If we put 10 bucks in that jar, we could fill up the money gun.
No, you could fill up the money gun. I have no problem saying the ESPN
I'm sorry.
App.
Once again, the view is pretty nice from the cheap seats over there.
Hey, listen, all right? Man, I'm just saying.
Who's bringing us in and out?
You flubbed it and fat-handed it a lot more than me. Don't blame me for your shortcomings.
You're right. I am always saying... We can't blame other people. We got to point the thumb, not the finger.
Yeah.
I will point the thumb.
You're starting
even
to act,
though my thumb is too fat.
You're starting to act like Matt Eberflus, who wants to blame everybody else instead of looking at himself as the head coach of the Chicago Bears and why their offense is so anemic.
Speaking of Chicago and the Bears, that offense is atrocious, and I'm starting to wonder, are the Bears actually ruining Justin Fields? It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, 888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Canty, I am such a huge Justin Fields fan. I have been since he was at Ohio State, watching him throw darts all over the place. I think he is a tremendous, tremendous talent, and I worry about what is happening to him in Chicago.
Mm.
I always worry when you have a young quarterback in a situation where in year two, everybody gets fired, and this new regime didn't draft the guy. I don't think that the Bears are giving up on him, but I also don't think they are trying to maximize his abilities, not because of who's not around him, but because when you watch him play in these games, they're not asking very much of him right now. And have they already made up their minds here about him? Because it feels like, with nobody around him and virtually no protection, it doesn't feel like they are inspired by his play and he's their long-term answer, even though I think he should be.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When you got your quarterback dropping back to throw 22 times and he gets sacked, what, six times?
Yeah.
That's what it was on Sunday against the Giants. That's a problem. I mean, he's the highest contacted quarterback in the National Football League by percentage, Carlin, and he led the National Football League in contact percentage for quarterbacks last year. For context, okay, Jalen Hurts has been the quarterback that has had the most contacts, but Jalen Hurts has also had 151 dropbacks. Now, second on the list is Daniel Jones. He's had 137 dropbacks. Do you know how many dropbacks Justin Fields has had?
I'm going to say he's had 90.
He's had 100 dropbacks, Carlin.
Yeah.
67 pass attempts. That's it.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is in terms of how they can't protect him.
You can't even use the word protect.
Exactly.
That's how
bad it is. It's not protection.
Right.
You know what I mean? I had one.
Just keep going.
Yeah, I had one in the chamber. I was going to pull it back. But,
just
but
you keep
understand,
going.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
They can't protect him. And so that is why we're starting to see some limitations, some guardrails put on this offense, because some of the things that they would like to do in terms of developing a quarterback, some of the concepts that we've seen Luke Getsy use with Aaron Rodgers last year in Green Bay, they can't do that in Chicago. The best option that they have is to help Justin Fields survive this year because he doesn't have a lot of talent around him and get to the offseason where they'll have draft capital and where they'll have over $100 million in cap space. Remember, they didn't have a first-round draft pick this year because they traded that to the Giants 2 years ago in order to move up to get Justin Fields. So, this organization,
right now,
looking at it with clear eyes, they had to have this pivot year. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be clunky. But if they've made the decision that Justin Fields is their guy, I think they're going to be all the better for it because they'll have a high draft pick, in a quarterback-rich draft. They'll have the ability to be able to trade down and get more picks in order to bring in more talent onto this roster to support Justin Fields.
So you don't think right now that they are in a position where they want to draft a quarterback? You think they have their guy? You think Ryan Poles, even though he didn't draft him, feels like he's got his guy?
Well, think about it this way. What they're doing on offense, they're not trying to get answers on whether or not Justin Fields is the guy. It's too limited. You with him dropping back to throw the ball 17 times 2 weeks ago against the Texans, they weren't trying to get answers about whether or not Justin Fields can play quarterback in the NFL. That's not how you get answers. You got to let the kid throw the ball in order to figure out whether or not he can play.
Well,
I think they've made their determination that this is the guy that we're going to ride with. And to be honest with you, I don't believe that Eberflus nor Ryan Poles would have gotten the job had they not signed off on Justin Fields being the dude.
Okay, well,
because it's unfair to the kid to have him in an offense for only a year, his second coordinator in as many seasons, really calling his third coordinator when you consider college.
Yeah.
Think about that. Like, it's unfair to the kid, and it's not going to give you an opportunity for a clear evaluation. But the downside to staying with Justin Fields is there's an opportunity cost when we talk about passing on the quarterbacks that are coming out next year. Will Levis, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Caleb Williams, all of those guys. There's an opportunity cost that's associated with staying with Justin Fields, and that's going to have to be something that not only the GM and the head coach live with, but ownership live with if they're going to, in fact, stay with Justin Fields after what we haven't seen over the course of the last 2 years.
Chris, they have to do it. They have to stay with him. This is too short a time. It is exactly that. It is now the third different coordinator in 3 years.
Yep.
And look at what we're seeing in Philadelphia. They have brought in the weapons for him to work with Jalen Hurts. They have brought in A.J. Brown. They have the best offensive line in football. They have Miles Sanders, who is running the ball exceptionally well right now. They have Devontae Smith, who they drafted too. Chris, I honestly think that if you took Justin Fields and you put him in Jalen Hurts' spot where he is, he would not be all that far behind him. He'd be behind him where he is in his development, but I think Justin Fields can be Jalen Hurts and even be better than Jalen Hurts. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN Plus, ESPN app.
Come on, man.
On the ESPN app. What is it? I've just been saying it for so long that I can't get it out of my system. What is it? Why can't I stop?
I can't help it.
Ball, you're looking at me. I can't help you. This mess fall apart. What's going on?
I've told you already several times now. Be a professional. It's the ESPN app.
Unbelievable.
Be better. Be better.
I'm disgusted with myself.
Expect better from yourself.
You know, Chris, the Ravens have trailed for just 14 seconds this year. They're 2-2. We'll discuss next on ESPN Radio. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Tune into an interleague battle tonight. Astros hosting the Phillies. Coverage begins 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, right here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's hit Jason in Kentucky up next on ESPN Radio. Yeah. Jason, what's up, dude?
No, just in listening to part of your last segment, I agree that Justin Fields has been dealt a completely unjust hand this year, and it's going to be hard to gauge him on it. But that's a long-told tale. Just in the last few years, and I don't feel like defending either of these quarterbacks. Two of them on the same team now. But, I mean, how many coaching staffs did Sam Bradford go through? Did Baker Mayfield go through? And you could go down through the list of those coaching carousels. It's not fair to the quarterback, but it is what it is.
Well, I'm not blaming the coaching staffs for Baker Mayfield.
No, that's I'm blaming Baker Mayfield.
He's played a large enough role in there himself.
Yeah, he tried to throw Kevin Stefanski under the bus last year. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, after Kevin Stefanski the year prior was coach of the year.
And how many times did Sam Bradford get opportunities?
Yeah.
Let's not turn this into something that it's not.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Bradford's with the Eagles. Sam Bradford was with the Rams. Sam Bradford with the Minnesota Vikings. Like, he's been a starting quarterback and dubbed the guy at least three different places.
And teams believed in him enough that they kept trading number one picks for him.
That's the... I mean, there's a little
it
bit
kept
of Carson,
happening.
There's a little bit of Carson Wentz with Sam Bradford, right?
Well, it was ironic because they had drafted Carson Wentz so they could trade him for a first round pick once Teddy Bridgewater got hurt.
It's unbelievable. But here's the thing. You have to look at what the Chicago Bears have been and what Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy failed to do, which is to be able to create a roster where you had the things in place that a young quarterback would need. You didn't have any weapons on the perimeter for a young quarterback. You didn't have a strong offensive line. And you didn't have a reliable run game from week to week. And so I think all of those missing elements have led to the Bears being where they're at right now, which is not being able to do some of the things that you would like to see an offense do with a developing quarterback in his second season.
I really get frustrated now watching some of these younger quarterbacks not get a great opportunity to develop, though.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you are clearly not the answer. Mm-hmm. I don't think Daniel Jones is the answer. But has he had an ideal situation throughout his career to try to develop? No, he hasn't. I would love to see consistency when it comes to these young guys, but the problem is when you get drafted that high, your team stinks.
Yeah,
and the next year, you're probably going to stink.
And you're usually talking about a dysfunctional organization when that happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, think back to what the Arizona Cardinals did a couple of years ago. Hired Steve Wilks to be their head coach, drafted Josh Rosen with a top 10 pick. And a year later, moved off of both of them to hire Cliff Kingsbury and to draft Kyler Murray number one overall. Now, it ended up being the absolute right decision because Josh Rosen did not turn into what we think Kyler Murray is. But at the same time, it doesn't seem like it's very fair to the quarterback that was the incumbent. But as my former co-host used to say, fair is a place that they judge pigs at.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, that could be the bucket that Justin Fields falls into. But I don't think that's the direction that this regime is going to go to. Because if it were, they would try to find more answers about Justin Fields' health and hits be damned. Like, it wouldn't be a matter of trying to preserve Justin Fields. It would be a matter of throwing a lot at Justin Fields, opening up the offense, and seeing whether or not this guy can survive. It'd almost be like sink or swim, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right now, they got the little floaties on them, and they're like, look, we're trying to protect you, preserve you, because we know that the team around you right now, especially the offense, is not very good.
I hope that that's what's going on. I hope that they're not going to be drafting a quarterback next year because they have too much of an opportunity to put all the right pieces around him, both in free agency and in the draft. Can you imagine what a potential top 3 to 4 pick could be worth for the Bears?
Oh, it'd be huge. But here's the thing, Carlin. They have more value in the pick than they do with Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Follow me here. Justin Fields is not an attractive commodity to other teams around the National Football League.
No.
But a top 5 pick is.
Absolutely.
So that's why you stay with Justin Fields and you see how that movie ends and you move the top 5 pick in order to get more draft picks. So you get more young players into a roster that's bereft of talent.
We are thinking identically on this topic. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And then there is what's going on with the Baltimore Ravens, who I gave the stat right before the break, have trailed for just 14 seconds this season. And they are 2-2.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that was actually possible, but it is.
Yeah.
The Ravens have trailed for 14 total seconds this year, and they are 2-2.
Yep.
Wow. Chris, why can't the Ravens close games?
I don't know. I mean, their defense gives up a ton of yards. The back end is not what it should be. I will also say this. The pass rush isn't what it should be. Now, They've got Odafe Owe. He's a good football player. Justin Houston being down makes a difference.
I don't know what JPP is going to add.
We'll see what JPP is going to add. We'll see what happens with David Ajabo, too. I don't know if he's going to be able to come back this year, but he's a guy that they invested a high second-round pick in. The Baltimore Ravens have to beef up their pass rush. I think that's how you help the back end of that defense.
They're a team that should be in the mix for Robert Quinn.
Yeah, they should. They should be. And he seems like he's a Raven, too, Carlin, the way he plays. Like, think about it. He's coming from an organization that prides themselves on defense. Like, it feels like it would be a natural transition for him. But, I mean, their defense has to get better in terms of being able to generate pressure up front so those DBs don't have to cover for forever in a day. But, as I've said before, the one redeeming quality that that defense has is that they take the football away. But they got to figure out a way to hold on to leads, especially when teams are one-dimensional. They blew a 21-point lead to the Miami Dolphins. You let Tua throw four touchdown passes in one quarter of football. Carlin, that can't happen. The only way that the Dolphins could beat them in week two is by throwing the football over their heads, and they let it happen. Carlin, I don't even know if you can say that's coaching. Well, that's just the players not being aware.
How can I not say it's coaching? Because if they're not aware, in a situation like that, aren't the defenses you call predicated on staying on keeping everything in front of you at that point?
Well, they should be calling, but here's the thing. Even if that's not the case, even if the coach has a brain fart, I know as a defender, especially as a safety, why would I let anybody get behind me if that's the only way they can beat me? Marcus Peters was looking in the backfield while Tyreek Hill was running past him. That ain't got nothing to do with a play call. That's just undisciplined football. And so until they have more accountability on that side of the ball, I don't think that defense is going to improve enough in order for them to realize their potential as a team. Because they should be a title contender.
But that's in my mind, and it's not just because they're the Ravens. And it's not just because we saw them up close and personal 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They are. They are. They still feel like it.
They do.
I want to look at the game the other day. Okay. They let the Bills back in that game. The Bills, like, I can live with letting the Bills back in down 20-3. I can live with that.
Well, here's why I still think there's a chance for this team to get it turned around. They're not playing their best football right now, and we know that.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the Baltimore Ravens. Usually the teams that's playing their best from wire to wire, they don't win the chip. It's usually the team that gets hot on the other side of Thanksgiving, and they ride that wave, and they all ultimately end up winning a title. I think the Baltimore Ravens have the potential to be that team. I also look at the rest of their division, and outside of the Cincinnati Bengals, nobody scares me. I'm not scared of the Cleveland Browns, and I'm not scared of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, we'll see what happens with Kenny Pickett, but I'm not scared of those people.
No, you shouldn't be.
I'm not scared of those
people. There's nothing to be scared
of. So it's a two-horse race in the AFC North. And if I'm John Harbaugh, I like where my team is at right now.
The Ravens, from 2008 until this season, were 61-0 when they had a 17-point or more lead.
Yeah.
They've blown two of those games this year.
Well, here's the problem. They've been outscored in the fourth quarter 43-9. Second worst in the NFL behind the Los Angeles Rams, 44-3. You can't be outscored 43-9 in the fourth quarter, Carlin. But that speaks to the point that we talked about with their offense. In the second half of these games, we're pointing the finger of blame to that defense, and rightfully so. But that offense has got to be more productive,
too. Get some
more
points on the board.
Keep your foot on the gas, man. That offense,
at the very least, that
offense relaxes a lot in games. They got to be better.
At the very least, stay on the field, for Pete's sake.
That's it.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So I still think that they're title contenders. Canty is not quite there, but where do they fall? In who's number one? The Canty Weekly Power Rankings are on the way, as is the play of the day. We have been on fire lately. That's not overselling it. It's not on fire. We've been hitting parlays left and right. Like we're shooting the water gun into the clown's mouth at the, well, at the fair, so to speak. We will give you another winner, hopefully coming up in just a bit. Play of the night is on the way. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yo, check this out from Canty and Carlin.
Who's number one? Oh, you get to find out within 30 seconds. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, your home, your motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. Let's get to it.
Each week, only one team can top Canty's NFL power rankings.
Number one.
Who? Who's number one?
Find out now. It's who's number one. Number five.
Let's go.
Listen, if I had the choice, it wouldn't be five teams. It would only be four teams. That's how close the other teams are in the National Football League. But I had to put somebody in the fifth spot. And it's not the 49ers, it's not the Dallas Cowboys, it's not the Miami Dolphins, it's not the San Francisco 49ers, it's just not. It's the Green Bay Packers. And I know it's underwhelming, Carlin, because it took them to the last moments in overtime to beat the Bailey Zappi-led New England Patriots. But the Green Bay Packers have the sixth-ranked offense and the fifth-ranked defense. So I feel like, because of that and having the back-to-back MVP for the last two seasons and Aaron Rodgers, you got to put some respect on them. Look at the upcoming schedule that they have. It's really soft. The Green Bay Packers are going to stack up some wins. Now, does it mean that they're the fifth best team in the National Football League? Who knows? But it just felt like the right place to put the Green Bay Packers over those other teams right now.
Number four.
The Baltimore Ravens, and Carlin, it's crazy. You gave the stat that they've trailed only 14 seconds in this season, and yet they're 2-2. They blew a 21-point lead at home to the Miami Dolphins. They blew a 17-point lead at home to the Buffalo Bills. This is an ugly trend. At home, the Baltimore Ravens have lost the last five games by a combined 12 points. Think about that for a second. It's crazy.
That's got to be crushing.
It's crazy because it felt like M&T Bank Stadium is one of the best home field advantages.
That's nearly impossible to do.
But that's what happened with the Baltimore Ravens, and that's where they're at. But that also gives me confidence that this is a team that can get over that hump and get things back on track, and they'll be there when it comes to December and January football. That's why they're the fourth-ranked team on this list.
Number three.
The Buffalo Bills!
Ooh.
Got to put the Buffalo Bills there. Listen, man, say all you want about how John Harbaugh didn't trust his defense, didn't give him a chance to win the game. The damn defense had a chance to win the game, and they couldn't stop Josh Allen from driving the ball down the field 77 yards and setting up to run out time on the clock and kick a game-winning field goal. The defense had a chance to stop him, and they couldn't, Carlin. You know why? Because the Buffalo Bills offense is a momentum offense, and once they get it rolling, which they did in the second half, you can't stop them. They scored on three of their last four possessions. Again, on the road against an AFC opponent, going up against a guy that we both had as the front runner for MVP and Lamar Jackson. They kept Lamar in check. They forced a couple of turnovers late in that game on defense. Buffalo Bills are a damn good football team.
Number two.
The Kansas City Chiefs. How could you not have them as one of the top teams in the NFL, certainly the best team in the AFC? The way they ran through the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense, I mean, defense, Carlin, I hadn't seen nothing like it.
No.
I mean, it was a buzzsaw. They scored 41. They might have been able to score 61 had they kept their foot on the gas. That's how deadly that offense was. They only punted once in that game, and that punt came with 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. I mean, basically, they were hitting their heads on the goalpost. And, Carlin, it wasn't just the passing game. It was the run game, too. They had 37 rush attempts between Isaiah Pacheco, your guy from Rutgers, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They have a physical brand of football when it comes to their running game. That's a top 10 run game, Carlin. A lot of people ain't giving them that respect. And a lot of people ain't giving Pat Mahomes his respect either. Because that dude comes up with a handful of plays every game that no other quarterback in football can make.
He finds a way. He finds a way.
I mean, think about it. Carlin, The one where he puts a spin move on the goal line at Devin White, you think he's going to run it in, and he just jump passes it to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Show me the other quarterback that's doing that.
There isn't one.
That's my point.
Yep.
Put some respect on Pat Mahomes' name. We've been screaming it for a couple of weeks. We're going to say it again for the people in the back.
Number one.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh!
And, Carlin, it's interesting because the Eagles are five-point favorites on the road against the Arizona Cardinals. What they're saying, and that's an east-to-west trip.
Right.
What they're saying is, on a neutral field, the Eagles are 8 points better than a team that went to the playoffs last year.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
Yep.
They're putting a lot of respect on the Philadelphia Eagles, and rightfully so, because I think the Eagles have the best combination of offensive line and defensive line in the NFL. And, Carlin, you know this. If you want to win a championship, you got to control the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles can do that. Can your defense take away the football? Yeah, we saw that last week against the Jags. They forced five turnovers from Trevor Lawrence. Five. Can your quarterback come from behind? Yeah, check that box. They were down 14 at home after Jalen Hurts threw a pick six. They end up coming back and winning that game 29-21. Really impressed by the resilience of this Eagles team. They can win it a lot of different ways. They can run it down your throat. They can throw it over the top. They can win it with their defense. They have one of the best corner tandems in the National Football League with James Bradbury and Darius Slay, and their defensive line can flat out get after you. They had 9 sacks against Carson Wentz 2 weeks ago. I'm impressed by this Philadelphia Eagles team, and Carlin, I'm impressed by the job that Nick Sirianni has done.
Okay, look, with the top four, there's no argument whatsoever for me.
Okay.
None. I know that you wanted to stop at four.
Yes.
So let's be abundantly clear about that.
Okay.
You could have gone in 3 or 4 different directions here, and I would have been totally fine with it. I would have had trouble, even though they have beaten the Packers, going with Minnesota because their defense is just god-awful. They can score.
Minnesota's defense is bad.
Their defense is just bad. Tampa Bay, that was a bad night the other night. I still think they're better. It was a bad night. And I know the Packers beat them. But do we think
they beat them 2 weeks ago?
I know, but the Vikings beat the Packers a couple of weeks ago too.
Yeah, but the Packers, they always start the season slow. Remember week 1 of 2021 where the Saints blew the doors off of them.
So what the games all count. It's not like just I'm because saying, it's week 1, it's I'm their not, warm up.
Well, it's kind of warm up. It's preseason. I mean, Aaron Rodgers doesn't play in the preseason.
You could throw the 49ers in there with as good as their defense
Listen, all of those teams can be contenders for that 5th spot, Carlin. I don't feel strongly about any of them. That's the problem.
Way to have conviction.
What do you want from me? I said it was the best of a bunch of other options.
I guess.
Who's the 5th best team in the NFL from your perspective?
The 5th best team in the NFL right now from my perspective, I would probably say the Bucs.
I knew you were going to say that.
I would probably say the Bucs.
Yeah, because you're saying that their defense is better than they showed the other night.
Or I would say the Bucs and the 49ers. I think the 49ers defense is pretty special. I think it's pretty good. Pretty good.
So if those two teams played on a neutral field, who are you going with?
I still would have trouble going against Brady, but I would have less trouble this year than I ever have before with everything going on around.
Well, guess what? We get to see it on December 11th.
I'm looking forward to that.
They play at Levi Stadium. That's going to be a fun one.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Well, what do? At this time, every night, we make you money. It's what we do. It is the play of the night. It is coming up in just a bit. We have hit 3 consecutive parlays. No football tonight to parlay. We're not going to parlay any baseball, at least maybe not. But we do have an interesting little baseball selection for you on the way.
We got something. We got a little something.
I mean, we may have to break out the brand new Canty and Carlin money gun. That may make an appearance. It made its first appearance earlier today. It may make another appearance.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
You're probably going to watch that on the ESPN app if you're, you know, wanting to see that, which, trust me, you do.
Good job by you, by the way. The ESPN app. That's a great job. Golf clap for Carlin.
Don't patronize.
If I had a gold star sticker, I'd give you one. Take us to break, man. What are you doing?
I'm disgusted by being just absolutely patronized by
you.
Okay,
all right.
We're back on an ESPN app.
Hell no.
Yo, check this out from Canty and Carlin.
You know what aggravates me?
What's that?
When people don't make good decisions.
Mm.
And this was a bad decision. I saw this earlier today on Twitter. There was a gentleman who had a 10-leg parlay, and it was...
Wow, that's aggressive.
Yes.
10-leg parlay.
It was a $10 10-leg parlay. So it's okay. Just, let me put a couple of bucks on something wild, see if it can hit.
Okay.
And it was from different props and things like that, winners and losers over the weekend, right? This gentleman had the first nine correct going into last night.
Wow.
Going into last night where he had the Rams money line. Now, as we know, as we know, on some of the apps where you can wager, they present you with a cash out option. The winning, had he hit the 10th leg,
mm-hmm,
it was worth $74,500 on a $10 bet. Again, I want to reiterate, $74,500 on a $10 bet.
Oh, my gosh.
This gentleman could have cashed out prior to the game last night for $24,000, and he didn't do it.
So, a couple of things there. Number one is the obvious. What the hell are you thinking? You're $24,000 to the good because it's a $10 bet. Take the freaking money.
That is not a situation.
You take the money. You don't push the limits. You take the money. You're not depending on that money. You don't think that's going to come through.
No, and you can't sit there and say, well, it's only a $10 thing. Win or lose. Whatever. No.
No. Because you got something to lose at that point.
Exactly.
You got $24,000 to lose.
And you did.
But here's the other part that I have a problem with. The 49ers haven't lost to the Rams in the regular season in 3 years. 3 years, Carlin. Last night was the seventh straight win Kyle Shanahan has had over McVay in the regular season. What the hell are you thinking? What did you see in the first 3 weeks that made you think that the result of that game was going to be any different this time around?
Maybe just, I don't know, look at the injury report. Have an idea that the Rams are massively beaten up on the offensive line and think that could be a problem.
And they're going up against Nick Bosa and Eric Armstead and Fred Warner and Hufanga and Tavarius Ward, maybe.
So what happened? He lost. He lost everything.
He deserves it. He absolutely deserves it, Carlin. I don't want you to sit here and try to defend that guy.
I won't.
There's no way. It is no world where you don't take the $24,000 on a 10-leg parlay after you hit the first nine. You got to take the money.
Just sickened by the fact that a guy could have cashed out after hitting nine of his first 10 on a parlay for $23,000 on a $10 bet. Could have cashed out. He got the first nine correct, had the opportunity to cash out, and he had the Rams on the money line. He said, no, I'm not cashing out. I'll go and play it the whole way. And what happens? He loses it all. He could have won $75,000, but no. The Rams didn't win, and he let the $24,000 that would have been in his pocket go. Mucho es stupido.
Thinking about what you can do with an extra $24,000, Carlin.
A lot.
It's a lot you can do.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
The good folks from Visa would love to hear from me if that's the case. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, which, of course, naturally brings us to tonight's play of the night.
Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money, the smell of wealth.
It's Carlin's best play of the night.
The taste of money.
Once again, we want to point out that we have won three consecutive primetime parlays. Now, we don't have any football tonight to play. But, Chris, we do have a Major League Baseball game coming up right after us. In fact, you're getting bonus Canty and Carlin tonight for an additional half hour leading up to...
Whether you like it or not, by the
exactly,
way.
Exactly. Yeah. Leading up to ESPN Radio's coverage of the Phillies and the Astros coming up at 7:30 p.m. Eastern this evening. Now, having said that, here's what's very tricky. Like, nobody really has anything to play for other than seeding right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies are in. They clinched last night.
Yeah.
The Astros are the number one seed in the American League.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Verlander's pitching tonight against Ranger Suarez, but you don't know how long Justin Verlander's going.
No, that's just to stay in a rhythm, right?
So here's my thought. The over-under is 6.5, Chris. I think we got to go over 6.5. Don't
I like
we?
It. I like it. Don't I like we? It a lot. Yeah.
Is it Canty and Carlin money gun
no,
worthy?
No, no, no. Don't do
is
it.
Is it money gun worthy?
No, Austin Powers. We're not going to do that. Not just yet.
Okay.
Just set it down. We only do the money gun for winners. Now, I like the prospects of this play, but let's not be premature, okay?
Okay. We could also, I went to look at the Aaron Judge market for tonight to see if he finally breaks through. To hit a home run tonight on Caesar Sportsbook, it's plus 220.
Yeah.
And they also had a boost, which I don't think was, I don't think I could bite on it, which was Gerrit Cole over 9.5 strikeouts and Judge to homer.
No, that's asking a hell of a lot. I you know, as a Yankees fan,
how about Gerrit Cole
you,
to get past the fourth inning?
Yeah,
can we do that?
I'll take that. I wish there was a way I could fade that boost. if there was a way I could fade
Judge
the boost.
Judge not to hit a home run and under 9.5 strikeouts.
No questions. Where do I sign up for that? Where do you sign me up
Are
for
you
that?
Kidding me? That'd be minus 140.
Yeah, exactly. I'd owe them money. It's just... You know, it's one of those things, though. I like our play because you're right. I think this is just a tune-up for Justin Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure he stays in his rhythm. Once they start the postseason, he's ready to go.
Plus, I want to root for some action tonight for the guys, for my cousins and the crew on and Greg Olson on ESPN Radio calling the game tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So let's get some of that.
No doubt.
Sometimes it's the worst. Worst. Sometimes it's the best. Best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and Out.
That it is, friends. 3 and Out. So let us get right to it. Kenny Pickett, officially QB1 in Pittsburgh. I'm getting tired of QB1, by the way. Kenny Pickett is officially the Steelers starter. Tell me something I did not know.
Oh, man.
Chris, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
How many games are the Steelers going to win? They're 1-3. How many games are the Steelers going to win without looking closely at their schedule? No TJ Watt for at least a few more weeks. How many games are the Steelers winning this year?
Steelers going to win 9 games.
Oh, you're nuts.
All right.
You are too much of a Mike Tomlin loyalist, and I get it. Steelers will not win 9 games. They will win 6.
Okay.
This will be his first losing season, as I told you before the season started.
Do we have odds, the over-under, on the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers? I would love to see what that number is.
Right now
what's
versus
the win
what it was?
Yeah,
I think the win total was 8.5 at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris.
I think they'll go over. I think they'll get 9 wins.
Explain this to me.
Hmm.
4 of the first 6 games for the Denver Broncos are in primetime. Why?
You know what it is?
Well, we know why.
Everybody was excited that the Denver Broncos got Russell Wilson. Everybody felt like they were a quarterback away. They mortgaged over their future, 3 first-round draft picks plus players, and they got Russell Wilson. And they thought they were going to get the guy that threw 35 touchdowns to 7 interceptions a few years ago, and that's not who showed up. Or maybe he did, and he just can't overcome bad coaching by Nathaniel Hackett. I don't know which one of those is true. I would err to it being the latter and not the former. I don't think Russ is washed up, but this is certainly not the Russell Wilson that we've seen when he was at the height of his powers.
No.
And so I don't know where the Denver Broncos offense goes from here. And, Carlin, we just found out this week that it's going to get a little bit tougher because Javonte Williams, their second-year running back out of North Carolina, he's out for a torn ACL. He's going to be done for the year. Melvin Gordon's got fumbling problems. So it's an issue. I don't understand why everybody's bullish on the Broncos. I just don't see it.
Albert Pujols, home run number 703 last night, passed Babe Ruth for second all-time. Albert Pujols has driven in 2,216 runs behind only Henry Aaron at 2,297.
That's damn impressive, man.
And my goodness.
And he's top 5 in home runs, too, 703.
24 home runs at age 42.
Man, it's unbelievable. Amazing, amazing career. First ballot, no question about it.
Hey, Chris, guess what?
What's up?
Guess who's back?
We are.
And Ben Simmons, even better.
Oh, my gosh.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Yes!
Yo, check this out from Canty and Carlin.